Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. You are welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. I am Victoria Inoluwa Adepoju. In the last two episodes, we talked about how to live a balanced life and how to have a balanced system. And then we talked about the how and then why we need to have a balanced system. In the last episode, my partner talked about how you can have a balanced system, which is by setting your priorities right, making God first, and then setting realistic goals, and then managing your time well. In this episode, I'm talking about self-governance. Simply put, self-governance is an ability to lead yourself before you can lead others. Many of us have been bestowed with gifts and talents that can be a blessing to others, and through the way we live our lives can rub off on people around us. But then, are you able to manage yourself? Are you able to manage everything that is within your capacity? Without you being able to manage yourself and everything God has committed into your hands, then it might be difficult for you to lead others or to govern others. In one sphere of life or the other, everyone is a leader. God created us to lead in different areas of life. He has placed us. So, wherever God has placed you, whatever God has placed in your hands, He expects you to lead and to lead rightly. But then, your leadership starts with you. If you can't lead yourself, you can't set your priorities right, if you can't put the first things first, like we already said in the former episodes, then I'm afraid it might be difficult for you to lead others. Your best leadership capacity is determined by how much you are able to lead yourself. How much are you able to bring yourself together? How much are you able to bring every area of your life together, and then everything is balanced? Yes. How well are you able to do that will determine if you can lead other people. If you can't clear all your clutters, if you don't have an organized life, then I'm afraid you can't help someone else. It's just like you can't give what you don't have. When you don't have an organized life, then you can't help someone else to have an organized life. When you can't clear your own clutters, when you can't live a balanced life, then you can't help someone else to do that. So, things you hope to see in people around you, after telling them about it, the best you can give to them is that they see that particular thing in you. What you hope to see in others, is it present in your own life as a person? So the focus and the goal of this particular episode is to help you understand that you should have the ability to lead yourself. You should have the ability to set your priorities right and to be able to understand which should be first, and to be able to bring every rest of your life to a balance that God wants it to be. I pray and I trust God that He will help you to be a leader He has created you to be, that your life would express what He really wants it to express, and then you're able to lead other people that He has placed in your hands. You might not be holding a particular position. Leadership is not about the position, but how that you are able to bring people around you along with you and walk through a successful life. Yes, that is what leadership is. Leadership is influence. How much of influence do you have on people around you, your friends, your siblings, people around your community, people in gatherings you find yourself? How well are you able to lead them? It all starts from you. You need to be able to govern yourself. I pray and trust that God will help you. In Jesus' name, thank you very much for listening. Stay blessed. Do well to share with your friends. Thank you very much.